It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Nancy Takas. She is Helper's Poet Laureate, and we're going to be talking all about the Steamboat Mountain Poetry Workshop, that's coming up this Friday and Saturday in Helper. We've got a couple of other poets that are coming in to put on the workshop. It's a lot of great information. If you're thinking about doing it, or if it's something that really interests you, this is going to be a great way to get together with other like-minded people and kind of bounce ideas off of each other and just work together. That's the whole point of a workshop. We're also going to talk about her time as Poet Laureate in Helper, because it's coming to an end in May, and then how you can sign up, as well as there's going to be another reading coming up in late April. Nancy, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate you taking out the time.
Well, thank you, Dave.
So let's jump right into this. And as I said, you are Helper's Poet Laureate. And I guess a couple of questions. One, what does a Poet Laureate do? And two, you were saying that your time is coming to an end here in May. If someone's interested in wanting to do this, what do they need to know? So, Nancy, take it away.
Well, let's see. A Poet Laureate in general serves the community by bringing poetry to their community in many different ways, so that people become more aware of how wonderful it is. And so in Helper, during the past couple of years, we've been through COVID and it's been difficult, and we're wondering, after seven of our events had to be canceled when it first started, we decided that we would quickly go online and do some things on Zoom. And so we held, I taught weekly workshops for the past couple of years, usually from fall to spring. People are busy in the summer, but a loyal group of people called the Book Cliff Writers, and open to anyone else who was interested. So we did that. We did poetry boxes. I made some kind of funky looking poetry boxes and placed contemporary poetry in them and put them all around Helper in the coffee shop and the Balance Rock, and for people to take and put up on their fridge maybe, and just enjoy the poem. And so that was really popular. We had to refill those boxes several times.
And once again, you said your time is running out in May because it's a two-year term. So if someone wanted to maybe even register or put their name in the hat to be Poet Laureate, what kind of things are they going to need to know?
Yes, I think they want to know that someone is serious about working to serve the community for the next couple of years, and to make poetry present everywhere in Helper by, you know, perhaps bringing people in to teach workshops, or to have poetry in the streets, or poetry in the windows, or, you know, some kind of project that the would-be Poet Laureate is interested in doing.
All right, so let's jump right in then into what's going on this weekend. Once again, it's Friday and Saturday. You've got a couple of other poets that are coming into town to work on the workshop, and let's talk about those two for just a moment, if we could.
Yes, Sunny Brown Wilkinson teaches at WSU. She's published a couple of great books. I think one of her books that she's going to be reading from is about the loss of a child. So her poems will address that. And Mike White teaches at the University of Utah and has a few books as well. And I was just reading a couple of his poems this morning online. He writes these short little poems that are almost haiku-ish, and they're really funny. Not all of them. Some of them are a little bit more serious, but he plays around with the with the way it looks on the page. So two really interesting younger poets who are going to teach a workshop to poetry lovers of all levels, 18 and over preferably. And people can contact me. It's all free because it's supported by the Helper Project, PZ, Utah Division of Arts and Museum, KT Gallery, and Helper Art Workshops.
And so what kinds of things will be worked on in this workshop? What kinds of things will they do?
Well, let's see. The reading is April 8th, so that's Friday night. Hopefully people will come out for that as well. And then the workshop is from 10 to 2 with a lunch break. And each of the poets who don't really know each other very well will take a turn in teaching people, like giving a little writing prompt maybe, and then talking about some kind of fun aspect of poetry. And everybody will get a chance to write something maybe, or and share if they want, or not share if they don't want.
All right, and once again, this will be Friday, Saturday at the KT Gallery in Helper, correct?
Yes.
And if they wanted to sign up, what is your email to get a hold of you?
It's hemlock, like the tree, B, as in boy, at live, L-I-V-E, .com.
All right, so once again, if this is something that interests you, it is completely free. It is the Steamboat Mountain Poetry Workshop going on Friday and Saturday, April 8th and 9th in Helper at the KT Gallery. And of course, you can get a hold of Nancy at hemlockb@live.com if you're interested in signing up. They do ask that, you know, it can be, and it can be anybody, right? It's something, like we were saying before, if this is just something that maybe interests you and you're thinking about getting into it, that this would be a perfect opportunity for that, wouldn't it?
Sure. Yes.
So go ahead and do that if you're interested in doing something like this, or even if you're just interested in going and working on some poetry with someone that, you know, teaches it at the university level. This would be a great opportunity for that. Once again, at the KT Gallery in Helper this Friday and Saturday. Now, we wanted to speak a little bit before you got out of here. You've got another poetry reading coming up on April 28th. Is that
correct?
Right?
Yes. And that will be David Lee, a very well-known poet. He was the first Utah Poet Laureate, and he is known as the Pig Poet, and affectionately, because he writes or has written in the past several poems about loading a boar onto a wagon. He's hilarious.
Write what you know.
Very entertaining.
All right, Nancy, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in today and keeping us aware of poetry and keeping it alive for the last 2 years after everything that we've been through. And at that time, too, we're going to get you back in a little before this one on the 28th, and we're going to talk about, you had a brand new book of poetry that just came out. We'll talk about that as well. It's great to get local authors, local artists in here to let people know that there's things like this that go on right here in our own backyard, and we really need to take care of it and appreciate it. Nancy,
thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate you taking out the time.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.